This is a reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promises he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. As I'd mentioned in our intro, August 15th today is the festival day known as Mary, Mother of our Lord. Most Christians across the globe celebrate it. In fact, during this day, on the feast day in 2004, during the Olympics, which were held in Greece, not because of a pandemic, but because of this feast day, after the opening ceremonies were essentially done, those stands were essentially empty. You can go back and find video clips to see this. Where was everyone? They were in church, because Mary, Mother of our Lord, in the country of Greece, is a national holiday. It's not so here in the United States, where we boast of being a Christian nation. Here, most congregations, at least most Protestant congregations, don't even seem to know this feast day exists. And point of fact, if they did know, would they celebrate it? Would they even care? Maybe, maybe not. Well, we Lutherans do celebrate this feast day. Those of us that aren't too afraid and don't get caught up in the saying of, that's too Roman Catholic. Well, we are Martin Luther's view of Roman Catholicism, so we have to get in touch with that at some point. But this is our feast day, too. It's important, faithful, and God-pleasing for us to celebrate God's grace and work through the life of Mary. Look no further than Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, where it tells us to remember our leaders who spoke to us the word of God, and to consider the outcome of their way of life, and to imitate their faith. This is why Lutherans and others look to saints. We're not looking to them instead of looking to Jesus. We're looking to see how simple human beings lived out a faithful life in love and service to their God, as the Holy Spirit inspires and empowers them. Listen to what Mary says about herself, what she says about her God, what she says about God's Son, which is taking shape inside her womb. The reading you heard, the Gospel, is called the Magnificat. Let's hear it again. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name." Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." Within these Holy Spirit-inspired words, Mary exalts the Lord, declares how God so gracefully deals with us. There is no merit or worth in Mary or us in and of ourselves. In point of fact, we have nothing but the cause to be humble, certainly not exalted. Yet on account of Jesus, God's beloved Son, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, God regards Mary and us with grace, love, compassion, forgiveness, and everlasting life. With Mary, all we have is a cause to be humble. But the question here is, will our egos allow us to confess it? Are we humble enough to confess the reality that we are sinners, each and every last one of us? Or are we so puffed up about ourselves, our stuff, our accomplishments, as if these were done by our own handiwork rather than the handiwork of Almighty God that's given to us as a gracious gift of love? Martin Luther says, "The beloved virgin adorns herself beautifully by not becoming proud of the honor she has of being the mother of God, to give birth to the Son of God." Luther goes on to say that no one would have been surprised had she succumbed to haughty arrogance and become more puffed up than Lucifer and his allies. Luther concludes this thought by saying she's the mother of God, the greatest of women in heaven and on earth. Yet she forgets all else, every good thing, and with truly humble heart sets out on her way. Luther preaches this on the day of Mary's visitation in a sermon given in 1532. Doesn't Mary preach a silent sermon to us that reveals our pride? And isn't this because in Mary's words, her treasure's revealed? Mary's words reveal how she treasures the Son carried within her, the one who causes John's prenatal leaping, who causes his mom Elizabeth to declare, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Mary never calls attention to herself. Mary calls attention to God, reveals God to us. Mary's blessed because God has chosen Mary to carry within her the Son of God, the one who is truly blessed, the one who is the source of all blessing. All generations must take note of this and call Mary blessed. For this is how our own blessedness occurs. God chooses us, creates faith in us, bears faithfulness through us. That's how we, like Mary, are blessed. God chooses Mary without any merit or worth of her own to recommend her. Even before she is born, Mary is chosen. Prophet Isaiah says, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." In time, God brings God's word to Mary's ear through the angel Gabriel, God's messenger, saying to her, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." And by the Holy Spirit's power, Jesus makes his dwelling place in Mary as her Savior, as our Savior. God's word says it goes down like this: "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." By God's gracious handiwork in and for Mary, Mary is blessed to receive God's favor, highly favored one. And she's blessed a second time to become the mother of our Lord. In fact, since the Son she bears is true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, in true human flesh, Mary is, as historic Lutheran and Christian teachings profess, Mother of God, blessed among women. The formula of Concord thoroughly lays out scriptural teaching and faith from a Lutheran view, saying, "Therefore we believe, teach, and confess that Mary did not conceive and give birth to a child who was merely, purely, simply human, but she gave birth to the true Son of God. Therefore, she is rightly called and truly is the Mother of God." Mary is a humble image to us of our reality as God's church, as God's children. In Christ, God chose you from the earth's foundations. Before you were either conceived or born, God has chosen you without any merit or worth of your own to recommend you. In time, God brought God's word to your ear through God's messenger, and by God's means of grace, you've been nourished, claimed. Your sins are forgiven for the sake of the blessed fruit of Mary's womb, our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Spirit's overshadowing of you through holy baptism and by the preaching of the gospel, God has made you God's dwelling place. As Scripture teaches, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us His Spirit. Through the faith, the Holy Spirit creates and sustains in you, and by God's word and sacraments effected for you, God has made God's gracious dwelling place in you, and you are blessed among people. In Holy Communion, our gracious Lord fills all who hunger and thirst for righteousness with truly good things, the body and blood of Christ, given and shed for forgiveness of sins, to strengthen, to preserve us in humble yet magnificent blessedness all the way into everlasting life. So blessed are you, blessed are you, for the one who is mighty has done great things for you. And holy is God's name. Amen.